Let me introduce you to these fellows, to the Moe. One name is Addy, the other is Moe. Addy's a dick and Moe's just fat. Remember that, please, fellows, to the Moe. They're gonna talk wrestling. They're gonna make some jokes. Remember, Addy's a dick, Moe's just fat. Addy's a dick and Moe's just fat. Let's talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling.
Hey yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Moe. Hey yo, I'm Addy.
Hey yo, I'm Moe. Hey yo, I'm Moe. Hey yo, I'm Moe. Hey yo, I'm Moe. Hey yo, I'm. That's it. That's it. Okay, I got it now.
Okay.
Go ahead. Start the show. Go. Start over.
No.
Hey yo, I'm Moe.
Good.
How was that?
That was really shitty.
Like Sid Vicious's pants in WrestleMania 13.
Indeed.
Or like the finish to the Ambrose match.
The finish to the, or the Rhodes match. Rhodes match. Or the, what else had a shitty finish? Pretty much all of them, didn't they?
Most of them.
Yeah.
Not all of them, but, yeah, well, actually it was, okay, let's, we've been gone for a couple weeks, because first you were in the clutches of the Iranian death flu, and then this past week, on our normal recording day of Wednesday, I was being humbled by the Iranian death flu.
Yes.
And we just finished watching Fastlane, so we're going to talk about it. Is there anything else you want to get off your chest, though, first?
No. No.
Smooth radio right there.
Fast lane, baby.
Yeah, we'll talk about if there's anything else that's worth talking about, sure.
You know, The Rock.
We'll talk about a lot about WWE tonight, and we'll talk a little bit more about other stuff on this Wednesday. Yeah. Build up the ROH pay-per-view next Sunday.
There is an ROH pay-per-view.
Yeah, whatever news items are worth talking about. Like CM Punk lawsuit and all that shit.
Yeah.
But Rock, we'll just talk about.
Rock is going to be Black Adam.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This I'm very interested in. I'm an authority on this because I'm White Adam. So I'm going to be interested to see how I would be as a Black Adam. The Rock is going to show me. I'll be like, huh, that's what I would be like. That would be it. Fastlane was tonight. We kicked it off with the new Super Dicks.
Yeah.
Of Ziggler, Rowan, and Ryback.
Yeah. It's like they're like the Super Dicks B team. Like the NWO had their B team. Uh-huh. It's like the Super Dicks B team.
Yeah.
The original Super Dicks, of course, was Cena.
Mm-hmm.
And
so what would they be? They'd be like the Adequate Dicks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So much bigger than what Triple H has.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
So.
Because he has a very tiny penis.
Mm-hmm. As was evidenced.
Tonight.
Oh
my God, was it ever.
Yes.
Oh. So yeah, we start off with Miz TV as a Paul Heyman and nothing, no, it happens. And then you have the beginning of the actual pay-per-view, and the opening match is the Super Dicks B team. Who was it was Cena? Who else was it?
No.
The first one. No,
it wasn't. It was Sheamus, Ryback, and Orton.
Oh, that was it. Sheamus, Ryback, and Orton. So this is just the same level.
So the Adequate Dicks.
Yeah.
Of Rowan. Rowan is Sheamus. Ziggler is Orton.
Yes.
And I'm not sure who Ryback is.
Oh. Who's left?
Ryback.
Oh. So anyways.
Against Seth Rollins, Kane, and The Big Show, which I had heard originally was supposed to be Seth Rollins and the J&J Security, which would have been a much better match. But
J&J Security are not... Have they actually wrestled a match since all this has happened?
I don't know.
Or they just take the occasional bump.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not, you know. Could they, probably?
Probably.
You know, I don't know how old they are. They're not crazy old, though.
Okay, yeah. So, Rollins teamed with Kane and The Big Show.
Actually, good point. I bet you they're younger than them.
Yes.
Yeah. And of course they went over because those are the top three heels in the company.
That's true.
Against like the 7, 8, and 9 baby faces.
Yes. So they won.
Clean. As clean as you can get in a 6-man type deal. Yeah.
But then the return of Randall Keith Orton.
Yeah, after the other guys, Rowan takes the curb stomp after the match and Ryback takes it and Ziggler's about to take it or something like that, and then Orton runs out. And he wouldn't want to do it during the match to cost them the match.
No.
Wait till afterwards so you can get all the spotlight on you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, he was one of the original Super Dicks. Mm-hmm.
And of course, his new manager.
Yes, John Stewart.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He has a lot of strategy to give him.
He does. Well, I mean, John Stewart is the original rated RKO superstar. Good promo by Jon Stewart.
Good, isn't it? It's a better promo than most of the ones you hear.
Somebody prepped him
about
the storylines and such.
Yeah, and let him know that, who Rollins is.
J&J Security and such. So, he cut a promo on Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
Which is going nowhere.
And Seth Rollins cut a promo on him. And both of them doing it from Skype on their cameras.
Yes, TMZ.
So the production values of WWE at that moment looking similar to those of ROH.
Who?
ROH.
Oh, yeah. I remember them.
Mm. No, it's TNA you're thinking of.
Right. It's them too.
Who?
Them too. Remember when there were other wrestling companies back in the day?
ROH officially number 2 as far as, and the gap between 1 and 2. Hasn't been this big since probably TNA was on their weekly pay-per-views.
Been this big since Kelly Kelly.
For a gap?
Mm-hmm. There hasn't been a gap this big since Kelly Kelly.
Mm. Yeah. I think that's a gash.
Mm. No, no one's spending any gash.
It's free. You know, your gash isn't needed here.
It's true. Fastlane was free. Mm. And then we had Gold and Stardust.
Mm-hmm.
Gold and Stardust.
Dust. Yeah.
So it was a really shitty match. and a really shitty finish.
The finish was the worst, not because the finish was the wrong finish. It was because the timing of it was fucked.
Well, but then they didn't settle anything either. So they had their match, and then Cody beats him up backstage. So...
kind of shakes his hand, rolls out of the ring, and then afterwards, beats him up in front of their dad.
So now they're gonna what? Be both
this dinosaur? Called the only part good part. That part was better than the match. Calling him this dinosaur from the Attitude Era. Even though he predated the Attitude Era.
Yeah, he predated the Attitude Era by like
four years.
Yeah,
yeah. Though he was probably like the first. Almost like the first Attitude Era type character.
Ish. Character, yeah. Yeah. You got Jerry Lawler could say queer.
Yeah, that's right.
But, it was just there, and the finish was botched, and
Goldust won, but the thing is, when the match is going on, and there's, like, very little interest from the crowd.
No.
And we're just like, okay, well, it's a good... And this wasn't a good crowd anyways.
No.
But we're just like, okay, well, this is... It's a good thing they decided to do this month, and these guys can just be in the Battle Royal next month, and it's a good thing that they're not doing this at WrestleMania, because it doesn't have the heat, and you only have room for one match like this, and that'll probably be Ziggler,
or Miz and Mizdow.
Miz and Sandow. Yeah.
Mizdow.
I'm sure at that point it'll be Sandow. Actually, he might not. but either way, we're watching this.
Hip and be called the Dow.
The Dow. The Miz versus the Dow.
Yeah.
The Dow Miz.
The Dow Miz. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you could get like 99 more. They could be 101
Dow Miz
toes.
Mm.
But as we said before, I mean, so I still think that this match is, the feud must continue, but I think they're just going to be opposite feuding people inside the Battle Royal.
I kind of wonder now, because I mean, you definitely set it up so there's something else happening, but...
Pre-show.
Yeah. I don't know. After seeing, like I say, I mean, the match itself, it was a, the problem was that, that Goldust cut a pretty good promo before the match, saying to his dad, hey, I'm not, you know, his dad saying, well, take it easy on him. It's not easy to see brothers fight, especially as a father, and basically. Okay. And he says, well, yeah, but I'm not fighting Cody. I'm fighting Stardust.
Yeah.
And I got to beat him so bad that he never wants to put the face paint on again.
Yeah.
Like, so that's the psychology heading into it. And then you have this wrestling match where there's like no punches thrown.
Well, there was also Dusty going, don't hurt him, baby.
Yeah, well, but it is. It is a pure wrestling match. And then like 90% of it, I'd say.
Yeah.
What, like he took like 90% of it Stardust did, like offensively.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, it just goes against everything the promo said. And you're just like, ah. And it's much kind of one of the problems of the night, like. The finishes and the layout, like even the match order and
match
all this
order
stuff.
Was fucked.
Like everything about this is just
fucked.
Yeah, company with not, you know what I mean. Usually we're like, okay, we know it's gonna suck in the October, you know,
yeah.
September, October, December. Like you know those months are, but then there's just like. Things are happening. And it feels like momentum is going during the WrestleMania season, and everything just starts to click. And everything that happens, you just go, "Well, that's cool. That makes me want to see this next thing." This time, it's like
that's like, fucked.
Even when things are, they do something that's right,
yeah,
it doesn't make you go, "Okay, good." Like you know, it's just it's like, oh, okay, they did the right thing. That's good.
Well, we'll get there, but I mean, we also have. Yeah, so we've got the Rollins and Orton for WrestleMania. It looks like they've set up with Jon Stewart in Randy Orton's corner. Right?
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Is the one Mania match so far that they've
set
up.
I hope this means that Jon Stewart can do like some sort of like at the Hall of Fame or at the like in something. Do some sort of stand-up. Stand-up is great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is true, actually.
Like, that's what we can hope for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, if an hour of WrestleMania, instead of watching... You know, Cody and Stardust against Goldust. I got Jon Stewart doing stand-up comedy routine.
Well, they always
be far more entertaining.
They always have those musical acts.
Well, so fuck it.
Just have Jon Stewart instead. Yeah. But, yeah, then we had Usos against Kid and Cesaro. And we have new...
Wait, and now they have these ads over here. I'm just seeing on your TV screen. It says, celebs who lost their respect this year.
Uh-huh.
And who's that celebrity?
I don't know. Is that Topanga?
I don't know. Did she have our respect?
Nope.
Well, can't be her then.
Okay.
Had to be somebody we greatly respected before this year.
It's a short list.
Yeah.
So we had the Usos against Tyson Kidd and Cesaro, and we have new World Wrestling Federation Tag Team Champions.
We do. Kind of a surprise.
Kind of a surprise.
I'm going to look it up right now, because how many years between Tyson Kidd winning... a championship in the WWE.
How
like
many
it
years?
It might be the most... Like, we're thinking it could be the longest...
When was the Hart Dynasty would have been around?
Yeah.
When did Brett fight Vince?
So I'm just looking it up.
2010.
So you're going to use your memory.
Because 2010. Memory. So I would say it would be roughly...
I don't remember anything.
5 years in between.
So it'd be much easier for me.
I'm going to say 5 years.
If what I do is I just look it up.
That's my educated guess. 5 years.
Because, yeah, you know, yeah.
5 years.
So I'm going to guess here.
What do you say?
2010.
So we're going to say 5 years.
Less than 5 years. About 5 years.
Yeah, so 5 years. Huh. Thanks for looking that up.
No problem.
So you're wondering if this was the longest.
In the modern era that a guy's gone.
Usually if you
5 years ago won the tag titles and then 5 years later, you're not still with the company. Like, unless you've moved up in the card, you know, unless you start off as a tag and then somehow you've moved up, like, you know, like a Cesaro or some, or not Cesaro, sorry, an Ambrose.
You said moved up.
Well, Ambrose or Reigns or these guys, like Reigns and Rollins were tag team champions.
Yes, they were.
And now they've moved up to the point where they're going to get higher belts, right? World belts, one or both of them probably in 2015.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's fine. But if you win a title, and it's 5 years later, you're not still with the company if you haven't won another title.
It's
like,
true.
If it's the tag title, you're guys who win a tag title, and those guys, like, the whole point is the Kid is the ultimate, like, he's the poster boy for...
Company hand?
Well, no, for not, don't give up, keep working hard, it'll pay off.
Stay below the radar.
Yeah, well, that too.
That used to be JTG.
But he was just off TV completely.
I know.
Like this is, but this is. I mean, it's a real like
the only one I can.
So I mean, when I see a guy like Curtis Axel, it's like, okay, it didn't work out. Now you're back in NXT, or I see Emma back in NXT, and I see it's like, okay, well, you know what? Tyson Kidd is proof that you can reinvent yourself. You can prove you're useful and get another chance.
Yeah,
and it's not going to be easy, and it's going to take a while, but it's really pretty impressive. Because I mean, I remember on this show 4 years ago or whatever when David Hart Smith, or 3-4 years ago, what was it? Whenever, when was the
pipe bomb?
The pipe bomb.
2011, probably.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I mean, you're talking about. You're like, he's going to get future endeavored any day now. I said, well, he's not going to future endeavor him because he's capable of making other guys look good. As much like
the
Gabriel.
Problem is that but, JTG, they weren't using Kidd at all. And so it was
just a matter. A guy like that still has some value.
A guy like D.H. Smith had value. A guy like Festus had value. But they got rid of them too. That was the mindset at the time. Was they didn't.
Those guys weren't good job guys though.
But they
Kidd
were,
was a good job guy for a while. Same reason that Justin Gabriel. I mean, he asked for his release. He doesn't ask for his release. I don't think he was getting released because they would still put him on TV and he'd be a job guy. But the thing is, he's like, I look at Gabriel and I go, no. Instead of like leaving, you should have done what Kidd did. Stay there. Because, look, like you're the same guy in the same position, and you could work your way back up. And now,
unfortunately,
he's going to have a WrestleMania match defending the championship.
Yeah.
You know? And that's pretty damned impressive.
Same with Cesaro. I mean, Cesaro back, I mean, a year ago winning the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. Lots of, the sky's the limit with Heyman and such, that it was looking, the future was
this
looking
is
bright
right
for him, and then it shot down, and now...
Yeah, it wasn't for as long, but, I mean, where he was even 4 months ago, compared to where he is right now, he's in the best place he's been in a year.
Yeah.
And you know, that's,
And like you said, they've got a Mania program. And it's, you know, with the tag team titles. That's all you can really ask for. I'm trying to think of anybody else that's had a long stretch in between, like, tag title reigns. The only guy I can think of is Rick Martel.
A title on that level. Yeah, well, I mean, I'm thinking a title on that level where you've been with the company the whole time.
Right. Well, I mean, Ricky Martel wasn't with the company the whole time.
No, exactly.
But
and especially
in
the modern era.
He won in 80 and won it again in late 87.
You know? And there was a point where Kane went quite a while between getting belts. You know, he won, like, the world title. Then he didn't win the U.S. He won, like, the Intercontinental title 3 years later or something.
Well, he was on a bit of a sabbatical suspension for killing his girlfriend.
I don't think he was. But they also had tag team titles of Reigns a lot with, like, Foley and stuff like that early on. And then he had a few years there where he actually didn't get a belt. Mm-hmm. But it's not like Kidd. Like
Big Show was the same way, right? Big Show come in, got shot out to the moon, and then at one point he was in Ohio Valley trying
to
lose weight, and then he came back. And there went a long time when he didn't have a belt. Now that's because they couldn't find one big enough for him.
That's true. Actually, I think Mark Henry probably had a long run between titles too. Actually, I'm not sure he did.
No, from getting the world title.
No, certainly not 5 years.
When Mark Henry took a long time to get the world title.
But he had other titles in between. He had the ECW championship.
Yeah, but even that was... He got ECW and then world champion. Like, that was within... ECW came back in 06. So, I mean, you think he had 10 years before that where... What did he get? He might have had the European title?
Yeah, the European. I think he had the tag title. He had...
Him and D'Lo, maybe?
Yeah.
But, I mean...
He's a guy who probably did have a long run in between. I mean, again, I'll look it up.
Well, that's okay. But yeah, Kidd and Cesaro tag team champions, and we're going to have some form of tag team title defense at WrestleMania.
The problem is the match wasn't as good as you had hoped.
Well, I think it was just shorter.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
You know, because there were a lot of matches on this show.
There was, yeah.
There were probably
really
two more matches than needed to be on this show. Like, Goldust and Stardust did not need to be on this show. You know, and then you had, you know, the Hunter.
Yes. Which actually didn't go that long, though.
No, it didn't, because this thing didn't talk. He just came out and stood there, and so he still hasn't spoken.
I knew he wasn't going. I don't think he will speak at all.
Yeah.
Like, and I didn't think, and I said that to you, like, you were like, oh, he'll finally have a chance to talk. I'm like, I don't think he's going to talk, man.
Yeah.
I think their gimmick for him is to not, despite the fact that he's cutting the best promos of his career.
Well, he's Crow Sting now.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? He is Crow Sting. He's not...
Wolfpack Sting and Joker
and that's
Sting
in some ways, yeah, in some ways it's their way to I think it's their idea of, like, rebranding him in their thing, right? Like, he doesn't speak.
He didn't speak as NWO Cross thing, like, you know, WCW's, like, when he was at his height, when he was at his most relevant and purposeful, he didn't speak, and I think that's what they're trying to recreate.
Between the WWF European Championship in 99 and the ECW Championship in 2007, yeah, that's a long run for Mark
Henry.
That's
8 years.
Yeah.
That's the same amount of time pretty much as Ricky Martel.
Yeah, and he was there the whole time. I mean, he was also back in Ohio Valley. Mm-hmm. Losing weight and getting better.
And Ricky Martel was winning the AWA tag, the world title in between that, too.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, you had
Ricky Martel won his first world title, technically world title, in Puerto Rico when he was 15 years old.
World title, though.
Well, that's what they called it there. It was in a regional age where you could call that a world title. In Puerto Rico there, but yeah.
Well, in Puerto Rico they would still call that a world title.
15. Mm-hmm. Like, he was around, you know. Mm-hmm. A very different career trajectory.
Yeah. It was hard for him there, too, because he was 15 and people there would go, what? They couldn't count that high. But I think Sting not speaking is a good thing. And, I mean, I thought he was going to, but I like that he's not. You got him now, Hunter.
Who?
Hunter Little Penis.
Yes.
Hunter Little Johnson.
Number one. Okay, let's actually talk about this. So I mean, they got out there, and there's a moment where you know, and they kind of Sting or Hunter goes to cheap shot him, and Sting blocks it, but Hunter ends up getting an upper hand anyways.
Yes.
And you're like, oh, this isn't good. Like, Sting shouldn't be look weak for even half a second. Because it just exposes him as being old. Like, when he's on the ground lying, like, even him rolling over, and he looks in better shape than I've seen in a long time, but even him rolling over on the ground looks like his hips are hurting.
Yeah.
And, like, he's slow and old. And you gotta hide that completely. And that was, so, I mean, this wasn't good. But the other thing was, I mean, it was like Hunter having to show how dominant he is and how great he is. But then the best was after when they talk about, like, Hunter during his promo talking about how, you know, it was guys like me basically saying it's me that put WCW guys like me, but just basically saying I was more responsible than anybody for WCW going out of business.
Yes.
You know, because he was a much bigger star than The Rock or Triple H.
Yeah. Yeah. He was a much bigger star than Rock, Austin, you know.
Or did I say Rock and Triple H? Yeah, Foley. Yeah, but Austin,
Vince
Rock.
Vince McMahon.
Yeah, a much bigger star. He was the guy who carried the company on his back.
You know what?
Single-handedly.
Seriously, though, Hunter's role in the corporate ministry, if that hadn't happened.
Oh, can you imagine?
Jeez.
And then,
where would we be right now?
Even better was when they announced the actual match has been signed for WrestleMania later in the show, and they showed a graphic of the two of them, and it was JBL who goes, we're finally going to see the two biggest icons of each WCW and WWF face each other.
The icon of WCW against the icon of the WWE.
Yeah.
Oh. And then I don't know what the next match was because I didn't stop laughing.
We did literally bust out laughing. Because when I think of the icon of WWE, like, Hunter is so...
yeah.
Like, he... yeah. And I just wonder if it's somebody kissing up to him or if he believes it. That's what I don't get.
No, it was Vince. It was Vince. JBL said it, so it was Vince.
So does Vince believe it?
No, I can't see Vince believing it.
But Vince wants it to be true.
Yes. Well, Vince, there were lots of things on this show that Vince wanted to be true.
Yes, that's true.
Paige and Nikki Bella.
And you know what? We forgot to mention the King had the greatest call ever during the Adequate Dicks match with Big Show talking about Brock Lesnar.
Oh, yes. And it was the Adequate Dicks against the Authority, and it was, what did King say? He goes, I want to see Big Show stand up to Brock Lesnar. And then JBL said, like, that would be great.
Yes, and he's, he's like, I want to see that. That's money. And JBL, yeah, that's money every time, or something like that. You know, and you're just
yeah,
like,
that would be money, he said.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be money. Like, it's yeah. never happened before.
Yeah, like, we didn't just see it fucking a year ago at the Royal Rumble, like, or back in the day, 100 times.
Greatest moment of them exploding the ring.
Dummies.
Fucking hate you.
I don't want to see Big Show do anything. Just like I don't want to see Kane fuck off do anything.
Yeah.
And the problem is that Kane fuck off is still one of their top five heels. If he was, like, their number 10 heel, it'd be fine.
Yeah, or even, and, like, eight.
Well, yeah, like,
if
yeah.
him and Big Show were a tag team.
In, yeah, if they were taking on the Usos in that range, you'd be like, they're mid-card act at this point, that's fine.
Yeah.
But I mean, you, like companies that are hot always have hot heels.
Yeah.
And, I mean, again, look at the times when WWF is Venus or WWE, where it's either one, both, the same thing, right? Same
company? They same are, company? Yeah.
Okay, good.
They
good.
Got the F out.
Oh. You telling me to get the F out?
That'll be later.
But the thing is, I mean, look at what they're highest. They had hot heels, like, really, you know, like your Orndorff and you know, Piper and you know, McMahon and hot, you know,
Bundy.
Undertaker was really hot there for a while. There was a heel in the Austin era. Guys like that, like, you had these, you know, and right now you're like
Rock.
Your number one heel is Rollins, who is a really good hand and is good at getting the crowd to boo him, but isn't a money heel.
Yeah.
And when you're, like, your next guys are Big Show and Kane fuck off.
Well, it's like 90. Like, I mean, like, who are your heels in like, 95, right? I mean, like, Diesel's your champion, and you got Sid and fucking Mabel.
Yeah, I mean, they always talk about he's the worst drawing champion, but who could have drawn with Mabel?
Mabel, you know, and Bundy and Yokozuna, they never really pulled the trigger on. That was always the match that B wanted to see, was Diesel defending
Yoko. I didn't
want to
see that, no.
He did, because he just thought it was the big guy. But, and then you had Sid and Mabel, and like, all these guys, you had no good...
And it had been what would work for Hogan, just set up a big guy and then knock him,
like,
down.
Finally, you
it
got...
It didn't work at all.
Finally, you get the British Bulldog.
Yeah.
Right? And that worked as he, British Bulldog was probably one of your top, was probably your top heel. He headlined four pay-per-views out of 2 years as a heel.
Yeah, yeah, you know? But think about that. I mean, no wonder the company wasn't hot. And that's the same thing now. And it's not hard right now. Like, I mean, again, if you push down Big Show and Kane, fuck off. And, like... If your top three heels are Rollins, Rusev, and Wyatt,
yeah,
and then you turn, say, Sheamus,
yeah,
and then you just start having a guy like, Harper win a bunch of matches, and then you can either turn another mid-card guy like a Kofi Kingston still and reinvent him, or you just bring back a Chris Masters and have him win a bunch, like somebody who hasn't been around for a while but is good and is out there and is already familiar with the system.
Yeah.
Or even a Samoa Joe, somebody you don't need to send through developmental.
Oh, so not Samoa Joe.
So, Chris Masters, I don't care, Morrison, I don't care who it is. Like
Shelton.
You just bring them in and have them start winning. You'll reinvent with, like, because Chris Masters, as an example.
Yeah, nobody knows who Masters is anymore.
Well, yeah, but also Rene Dupree or Shelton, like you said. All these guys are still much younger. Even though it's been years since they've been around, and it was years ago they were there,
yeah,
are so much younger than Kane and fuck off. And I've been saying that every time I say his name.
I think actually,
I think I might have a.
I think impediment. Impediment.
Yeah,
Tourette's.
I'm worried. I'm
Tourette's,
worried.
Maybe
when I hear his name, I don't seem to be able to control it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then just don't say his name anymore. Let's just not talk about him anymore.
And Big Show.
You talked about how people being younger. I mean, like, you talk about Chris Masters and Rene Dupree. Like, both of them added together. Younger than
Kane. But
it's
true. Just, like, these guys don't need to go through your system and bring them in. Start them winning and just give them the gimmick. And you know what? It would take 3 months if you do that. If you turn Sheamus,
yeah,
just have a Harper start winning and bring in one guy like that and have him win. That immediately freshens up your heel stables. And just have them win so much. And we'll talk about how important wins and losses still can be later in the show.
I have no problem with Kane in the Big Show.
Fuck off.
I have a problem with them as two and three heel.
Yeah, that's the thing. Exactly. I don't care because, and it does nothing for the company of guys that old in that position.
No.
And yeah, exactly. I don't mind if they're down there. If they were
down
if they were facing guys in the mid card, and they were positioned as mid carders and putting over those guys at this point, or in the tag team division, or even in singles, I don't care. But not where they're positioned. That's the big thing.
Yeah. I know. Paige and Nikki.
Fuck off.
It was Nikki won. So fuck off.
Yeah, they gave him a fair amount of time for a women's match. And they tried to have just a pure wrestling match. And it wasn't as horrible as it could have been. But it still wasn't good because Nikki is a bad professional wrestler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bad news, Brenner and Dean Ambrose. Dean was disqualified for kicking too much ass. Really fucking stupid. Next.
No, he was disqualified because the whole, it was supposed to be that Ambrose kept, or that he had to keep on like that Barrett was like, you know, running away from him and trying to leave the ring. And that's what he was supposed to be disqualified for, like, doing something more obvious. But apparently they just, like, there was going to be a, from what I understand from reading this website, like, yeah, I mean, it's supposed to be that he did something that would actually cause a disqualification. And then they told him to go home early. And they just, like, he was basically doing what Austin did. Stopping a
mud hole in him and walking it dry.
Yeah, in the corner. And, but Austin would not be effective in the current WWE because that's now a disqualification.
Apparently. Really fucking stupid.
It's so stupid. It's stupid on 100 levels. It's so inconsistent. And, again, this was on their network. So, I mean, you paid $10 and some of you got it free.
Yep.
If you were paying money, oh.
Oh.
Like.
Yeah. If you were paying money for this match, well, you know what? Ambrose's mother, she has the right to be mad. No, I mean, it's just stupid.
Like in the pay-per-view day, this would
be... Even in the pay-per-view day...
It's just a bad finish.
It was a stupid finish, but it
and falls, again, it's another...
This falls under the category of who gives a fuck.
But that's exactly it, though. It falls under the category of who gives a fuck.
Yes.
And, like, the third or fourth match now in a row that we've seen, how many matches are we going to see again at WrestleMania is what I'm saying. You're going to see Rusev and Cena again.
That would be great.
You're going to see Ambrose and Barrett again. You could see Cody and Goldust again.
I don't know.
Miz and, or not Miz, Usos versus the Brass Ring Club.
In some form.
But
I think there might be a gauntlet match with that.
Maybe, but the point being that, like, this, like, WrestleMania is not special because every match is the match you saw the month before.
So you're wanting it to be Special Mania?
I'm wanting it to feel epic.
Epic.
Well,
we'll get to
one match that you'd want to see again is the next match.
Yes, because what we've got is Undertaker.
Well, no, the next match. But I was talking about the next match. You're talking about the next
match.
I'm
talking about the lights going out and the dong.
There was a dong and you were excited.
I was excited for the dong.
Not the first time in your life.
No, every WrestleMania I get excited for the dong. And of course...
You know who else gets excited for the dong every WrestleMania? Pat Patterson.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say... what was his name?
You can't remember it? It's not funny anymore.
I'll get to it.
I'll get there.
What was his name?
I don't care.
Jim Herd. Jim Herd is excited for the dog. And the ding. See, because Jim Herd created the ding dong.
Mm-hmm.
And then the witch was dead. Mm. Which old witch?
The wicked witch.
And then Oz was created.
They're going off the rails.
Yes, off the rails or off the road? Because Oz would become Diesel. Diesel would drive in the fast lane.
So getting back to the paper, the dong came out,
and it was. See, you know, I did that. I connected it back to the pay-per-view here, and it was Bray Wyatt in a casket.
Being led by the druids,
and then of course they opened the casket.
The crowd was. This is the crowd really reacted first. They bought it, and though there was a little bit of hesitation as it went on. Like, oh wait, it's probably not.
Mm-hmm.
Some people started to figure it out, but at first they were like, you know, Undertaker, like mask pop.
Yay.
Yeah. But you were like the whole time you're like, oh, this isn't him.
This is Bray. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then Bray challenged the Undertaker to a match at WrestleMania. So now we have, at this point, Rollins against Randy Orton with Jon Stewart in his corner.
Yeah. And it's good to know that the Undertaker match will happen.
Yes.
It's been looking like it for a couple of weeks now, but now, you know, it's confirmed. I take this time to plug my History of Undertaker blog that I've been talking about. The first one is up.
Yes.
It's behind the scenes of him, his early life. You got him in high school, in college. We got him in his first part of his career as a Master of Pain, as Punisher Dyson Morgan. We got behind the scenes photos with him with Paul Bearer, you know, out of character, and Randy Savage. We got him behind the scenes kind of living his life with Michelle McCool, him with his son.
Yeah.
Like, all sorts of, like, very interesting, rare pictures, kind of showing, this one's concentrating on kind of the man who, like, Mark Calloway, the real-life man. And then the next one will be, more of his looks and his different gimmicks of his career and his big events of his career. And the third part will be the streak.
Yeah.
And, kind of his career told in pictures.
A lot of pictures, though.
A lot of pictures.
Like, Mo stalked the shit out of him.
I had DDP do it for me.
Oh, right. Yeah.
But the point being, this one is actually probably the shortest of the three. The next one I expect to be the biggest, because that's concentrating his whole career there.
So this first one
of
the trilogy, the Hunter's Penis of the trilogy.
Yes.
Okay.
But anyway, so that's great, and check out that blog.
Yes, check that out.
WeTalkWrestling.com. So you know we are known for our numerous blogs.
We are quite the wordsmiths. It's our penmanship that I get the most compliments on.
And I don't know when part two is coming out. I should mention that because, believe it or not, compiling these and like organizing them, it's actually much more difficult than writing a blog.
You're going to say
May. And much more time. Well, hopefully, I'm hoping to have all three up by Mania.
By Mania?
Yes.
But we are going to have Bray Wyatt and the fucking Undertaker at WrestleMania. So now, like I said, we got those three matches that are etched in the motherfucking stone. And we're going to have a fourth here coming up pretty quick here. So that was great. Promo with Wyatt, and I thought it was a good promo. So
I didn't. I thought as soon as they opened it up.
I don't fear you, man.
Yeah, I thought as far as a promo and as far as the crowd reacting to it, it was kind of like a meh.
I think the idea
of the Undertaker being there is when it'll take off.
Be there!
Because he's the Undertaker. And people are going to want to see the match because he's the Undertaker. But as far as, like, the promo and the... I didn't think that really worked that much.
I think it was good. I think Bray Wyatt's good when he has a point. And so he's got a point, and I thought the last couple promos leading into this have been better. So we'll see what he does on... see what happens tomorrow.
Tomorrow
I expect more of the same. It's only a day away now. But I think we're going to see... more of the same tomorrow from the pay-per-view, just because they'll do it now for the 3
All you're saying is tomorrow will be all the rematches from tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. And then,
I don't watch Raw, though. I don't have time. I watch Lucha Underground. I watch some New Japan. I watch YouTube. I watch The Network. I watch ROH. I watch NXT. Mm-hmm. I don't have time for Raw and SmackDown.
Who?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think they'll just do all that. And then you got John Cena and Rusev there for the...
match of the night.
You know, I'll take Andre the Giant there for $1,000.
That's the worst Norm MacDonald impression. I know you're better than that. You're Norm
MacDonald.
That
wasn't Norm MacDonald.
Oh, no.
That was Turd Ferguson.
Turd Ferguson, I forgot. That was Turd.
Yeah.
Ferguson.
That's Turd Ferguson there, yeah.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's Terry Ferguson there.
Yeah, it's out there.
Yeah. See, it's like, what the age? It's Terry Ferguson.
Okay. Who is Andre the Giant?
It's still not good.
Yeah, I want to know who Andre the Giant is.
Anyways, yeah, so...
So, Rusev and John Cena, great match.
Very good match, yeah. I wouldn't say great.
Rusev did not look out of place here. That's what I took away. He hung in a main event style match with a main event player, and it...
And a guy known for his main event quality work.
Well, he's one of the best. But I just didn't... He was there, and he was taking it to him, and he was him, but it didn't look like that this was a... This didn't look like an upper mid-carder fighting John Cena just...
Well, let's put it this way. He looked much better in what they were doing with him, and he came off much better than Roman Reigns did in the next match.
Yes.
Like he was in position all the time. He didn't blow any moves. He didn't get blown up himself. You know, like all the stuff that you worry about when a mid-carder is put in this type of level spot. Proving that he's good there. He was good, you're right. And it was boring for the first several minutes of this match. But
yeah.
Near the end, it was really good. And the, you know, essentially he beat...
Cena. Basically yeah. clean.
Yeah,
a little distraction from Lana, you know? And he punched him in the dick. And
well, that's it. I mean, the only problem with this is it was essentially he didn't submit. He was knocked out. He didn't pass out. He was knocked out. But he was knocked out because he was punched in the dick and then kicked in the head and then put back in the accolade
clutch.
The accolade after having fought out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But you keep on. You had the best tweet of the night then.
Yeah. Well, everybody knows that being punched in the dick makes the camel clutch that much more deadly.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, so it was a little bit of an odd ending as far as why is he knocked out?
Well, the thing is that Rusev is a fan of the show. he listens to the show, but the guy's Bulgarian, you know, and he doesn't have so good the English. So he just misheard me when I said, Cena's a dick. He took that as that meant to punch him in the dick.
Mm.
Now, it was good strategy. So I'm going to take credit for it that I told Rusev to punch Cena in the dick.
Well, I mean, if you want to knock somebody out, you always hit him in the head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm.
Any head will do.
Any little head.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But,
Al Snow.
But it seems like they'll have a rematch.
But yeah, I mean, it's like the way it's set up is like when it's over and Rusev is at the top of the stage, we're like, yeah, so that's it. That's how you make a main eventer. Like right now, this guy looks like a main eventer.
Yes.
And if Cena beats him next month, then it's kind of over. Whereas if Rusev wins next month at Mania.
Let's compare and contrast Rusev to Bray Wyatt.
Yeah.
Because Bray Wyatt this time last year was that rising star, was the guy to go in against John Cena, was the guy that needed to beat John Cena, didn't, and then just fizzled off.
Yes, for a long time he did.
Till like now.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Like he's never gotten it back.
No, he's, you know, the closest he's been is right now. And you're right.
I would say in 2015 when they decided he was going to fight The Undertaker, they were giving him wins on television with help. So he hasn't lost any matches. So that's helped his position.
That has helped too. And this is, again, the proof that wins and losses
matter. But, you know, titles come.
But this win for Rusev mattered.
And titles go. but so this is going to be a thing. Exactly. Is what happens with Rusev now. The United States Wrestling Championship.
Yes.
The championship of the entire United States is going to be on the line at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Now, here's what I look at. Is, like, John Cena as United States champion? I mean, Ric Flair was a U.S. champion.
Yeah, you would do it all the time with Sting. He was world champion, then went back and got it. It's not WWE's mentality, though.
No, it isn't. I'm just looking at...
But again, it depends on what they want to do with that title. But again, I say, if Rusev wins again next month, then he could challenge Brock Lesnar for the title, or Roman Reigns for the title, or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and he will seem like a legit... Like, people will buy him as that main eventer. If he loses to Cena the next couple months or whatever, then it's all like, wow. Like, you know, like that first loss will be the killer loss.
Yeah.
And it'll be really hard to save it, to repair it from it.
It's like a lost Brian Blair and Jumpin' Jim Brunzel.
Yeah.
The killer loss.
Yeah.
Mass confusion.
But that first loss will really, like, the whole gimmick with Rusev is that he hasn't lost yet. That's why you feel like he can beat anybody.
Yeah.
As soon as he's got beat, all of a sudden you'll feel like anybody can beat him.
That's true.
So they have to, you know, should he stay undefeated forever? Obviously not. Should he even win the world championship? I don't think so. But should he lose to Cena next month?
No. Or
no, because then what you did tonight means a little less, though it will mean more next month when they face on a rematch.
Yeah.
It'll mean a lot. But yeah, I mean, if Cena's the old guy, this is what he should be doing. Yep. Putting guys over.
That's
Unfortunately,
true.
I don't think of him as the old guy.
That's right.
But they do.
They do, apparently. But then we get to the main event of the evening. Daniel Bryan, my boy D. Bryan, against Roman effing Reigns.
Or known as the Let's Endorse Roman Reigns Politely match.
Yes. So, Roman won. Decent match.
Not a bad match. Especially, again, towards the end.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, again, they were definitely cheering Daniel Bryan. They don't really boo Roman Reigns.
They turned the crowd down so much at the end of this match.
Yeah, at the end of this match, they had to, because this is when the crowd, as the match went on,
mm-hmm.
the crowd got more and more behind Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
And that was evident.
And so what do you, I mean, again, here's the thing. Tomorrow, you got Roman Reigns and...
No, they were worried about the boos when Reigns won, which he won clean. And then Cena, you know, Bryan. You know, shook his tail to beat.
He punched her, poked his chest, and said, "You better at WrestleMania. You better kick his ass."
And then shook his hand.
And then put his hand out, shook his hand, and left.
And the crowd booed. As soon as he did that,
the handshake.
Yeah, as soon as he did that, the crowd booed, and they turned it down. But that, you're right. That's it. I mean, whole point of this was for Daniel Bryan. This is what I said. I mean, if you go back to the show like a month ago. Like, I suspect this is why they're doing this.
Yeah.
Is just to endorse him.
Yeah.
And they're thinking, well, if he endorses him then and he beats him clean, then nobody can bitch.
But here's the thing.
But everybody knows, again, this is where I said before, everybody knowing that it's storyline,
yes.
that you're picking him to win, is where this doesn't work. If people still thought this was real, this would work.
Yes.
Or even if you presented it as real, but when you're constantly lifting the curtain.
Well, so what you had is you had The Rock.
Yeah.
Endorse Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
To booze.
Yeah.
So they thought, oh, okay, they love Daniel Bryan. They want Daniel Bryan to win. So let's get Daniel Bryan to endorse him, which they did. To booze.
To booze.
So there is absolutely nothing they can do short of Roman Reigns. You know, there really is nothing that they can do.
Where it's really going to come to play is tomorrow on Raw, where I think you're going to hear massive booze for him. And they're not going to be able to do a goddamn thing about it. And don't get me wrong. There was times when Cena was getting massive boos, and they just ignored it. And they'll probably just do the same. But, yeah.
Well, here's the thing, though, is that when it
comes... I kind of do think that there's a chance, since Lesnar's going to stay.
Yeah.
There is still a chance that he could the title, but...
I think you have to now. I think... Well, I shouldn't say now. I think, though, you got 5 weeks until Mania, so you got four Raws. Four Raws until Mania, and if you're going to get this reaction for all four Raws, boo, 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 boo... then you're not going off the air of WrestleMania to thunderous boos, which is what you're going to get with Roman Reigns winning the championship.
Yeah, I mean, how many times has a heel won, though, where you would go off there to thunderous boos? I mean, they did it with Triple H.
Triple H, Miz.
Yeah.
That's it.
Though Miz, they weren't getting the thunderous boos because it was about Cena and
Rock.
The Rock, right?
Yeah. Triple H is Miz.
What? Yeah, Triple H.
WrestleMania 16.
Yeah. Thunderous boos, though. Well, that night, I remember they were booing the shit out of him.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, is it that bad, is what I'm saying? Was it that bad?
Well, here's the thing. Hunter was a heel.
Yeah, true.
Hunter is boost. Roman Reigns is you want to launch your next big diesel superstar here, and you're going to do it to thunderous boos? No. Brock Lesnar doing it to thunderous cheers is better because you can go somewhere with that. I mean, you could go somewhere with Roman.
Oh, you could do with the booze, sure. I mean, if you decide to, but if you're gonna just, but I remember some of those times that Cena. I mean, there was that time. Remember, when Cena was still doing the rapping.
Actually,
I think this was about the time that he was taking on Jericho, like when he first came on to Raw.
Yeah,
and he tried to talk, and he couldn't get a word out because the boos were so thunderous.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't change a goddamn thing.
No,
just ignore it.
I'm thinking
they just pretend it doesn't happen, and I think they would just pretend it doesn't happen.
I don't know. You know what you could do? Honestly, what you could do is you could Roman could win to thunderous boos, and you could do a cash in
to massive cheers
that no one has ever cashed in at Mania.
Yeah,
and so you could do that, and that way you've got a little bit of an.
I was thinking you could. I was expecting that if Lesnar was leaving, and like I said, I don't think he is now, but he still might.
Yeah.
But if Lesnar was leaving, I was thinking you'd do that because that sets up the next, like that sets up the next feud.
Right.
But if Lesnar's not leaving,
I think that sets up the next feud regardless though.
But then again, no matter what, I just cannot, there's nothing you can do to make me excited about Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins.
Oh God, no.
So, you know.
But it is what it is, and that's where they're going to go. I mean, that's it. Roman Reigns, or Seth Rollins has got to be in the title picture.
Yeah.
In the next few months, because he's got till what, July?
July, right? Yeah.
So sometime in the next 6 months or 4 months or whatever, he's going to be in the title picture, right? Which I don't have a problem with that. I like that. It's just a matter of, you know.
I want to see a guy cash in at Mania. I don't know if this is the right guy in the right time.
I think it is the right time because you don't have that. You're not putting in the baby face. You're not putting in the guy to do it. The guy is going to backfire. How do you get out of it?
It's the same thing as fucking Ziggler catching in on
Del Rio.
El Patron. You know, but yeah, as last year, that was supposed to make Alberto Del Rio this massive baby face,
mm-hmm.
and instead it turned him heel because the other guy was more popular.
Right.
And it's still not going to, if they want to make Reigns, it's not going to make Reigns this sympathetic baby face and Rollins this heel. So it's still going to backfire. So I don't know that it's the right time.
No, I'm not saying that it's going to come out of that. I'm saying the one night that they're focused on.
They don't know.
They're focused on WrestleMania. They don't want WrestleMania to go off the airs with their baby face off the air with their baby face getting massive boos.
So they want their number one heel to get huge cheers over their number one baby face.
Yeah,
that's what they want to do over that one night. No, they fucking don't.
I think they want that what they then focus on is because they've got the power to go back and they're going to promote whatever it is that they want to promote. You know, Stone Cold. Or, you know, the confetti with Eddie and Benoit or whatever. They're going to go back and they're going to point at that one moment. The people hoisting bread on their shoulders. Those are the moments that Shawn Michaels' childhood dream has come true for. Shawn Michaels. Exactly. All that shit is what they put through. You don't get Diesel. You know, they don't focus on Diesel doing all that shit. So what they'll focus on is
even
the
when
fact
Diesel defended the title and
against
was
Shawn, yeah.
Yeah, but it wasn't the last match. Yeah, the last match was fucking Bam Bam
that's
Bigelow.
Their title match. Their title match. They don't focus on it. They don't focus on the fucking Undertaker Sid. They don't focus on these ones. So all you'll do is
what you do is you just still have Reigns win it, but you don't have it be the last match. You have Undertaker win the last match, and that's his last ever match. And the crowd goes home happy and they go off the air with the massive cheers.
Yeah, you can do that. You could do that.
I think that's more likely.
You could do that, actually. Yeah, you could do that. I just think that they'll like the novelty of the cash in at Mania.
It's possible.
And they don't have anything else.
I don't think that they want to do it. I think if they're giving it to Reigns, they're giving it to him.
A mistake to give it to him to take it away. Yeah, immediately. Yeah. Right. I think that's.
And everything we've seen so far is them going, okay, here's what we want to do. Oh, here's what you want. Okay, we're listening to you, but we're going to do what we want to do anyways. And what they want to do is focus on making this guy the face of the company.
Yes.
And so I don't think they're going to go away from that. Probably no. There.
It's going to be. That's, you know, I look forward to that backfiring.
Well, and it, like you say, it'll start tomorrow, and they won't be able to edit that off. Will they be able to turn the crowd down? I suppose, but it's going to come across, and you're not going to be able to do much about it. Like, I really think we haven't seen the Roman Reigns backlash except for Royal Rumble night to the level that we saw with Batista yet.
It's because it's Extreme Rules now.
But
it's not backlash anymore.
I think you're going to see it now. Now, because people still had a hope for Daniel Bryan. They had no reason to hate Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
Now that he's the guy and people know that he's the guy, not because he's ready. And he proved it in this match. Fuck, he fucked up a superhead punch off a top rope. He fucked, like, he was out of position a couple times. His moves didn't look like they were... Like, there was a times where he was supposed to hit a move and sell it properly, and it didn't look like it landed properly.
Blew up a couple times.
Like, he did not look as good in this match as Rusev did in his. He looked out of place in this main event.
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan carried him to this being a decent match.
Yeah.
But like he did not look ready.
You're right, though, that this is the... this is now that there's no hope with Daniel Bryan. So that's where you're going to see the turning. Right?
This is where I think you're going to really see the crowd turn on him.
This is where the haters are going to hate. And you know what Roman Reigns is going to have to do? He's going to have to shake it off. Shake it off. So that's it. We've got Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar. We've got Bray Wyatt against The Undertaker. We've
and again, what happens we've got with Daniel Hunter. Bryan, though?
We've got Rollins and Orton with John
Do we
Stewart.
Get Daniel Bryan versus, I think it's there's only the two chances, right? It's Daniel Bryan versus Dolph Ziggler or Daniel Bryan versus Sheamus.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe you do get against Dolph. Although.
I still see it being Sheamus.
Yeah, oh yeah, I could see that being Sheamus.
Even though he's requested Dolph and they had agreed it for a while at least, I still think that they're just going to say, you know what, we change our mind again.
Yeah, we need to build this. We need to build this monster. This Irish monster.
Yeah.
Yeah? Where's Mark Henry?
I don't know, man. They apparently just have no plans for them.
It's weird. Just weird.
Yeah.
But all right, well, that's going to do it for this. We'll be back later this week with the rest of our regularly scheduled programming.
Yeah.
But that's it for Fastlane. What would you give Fastlane out of Dees?
Six.
Set of East.
Like, yeah, because, I mean, seriously, you have one match that's probably like an 8 out of 10 in the Cena match, and the final match is like a 7 out of 10.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, you are going off the air with the best two matches, but everything else on the show was like 4 or 5 out of 10, and I think that they made a mistake in this last match, you know?
Well, that's the whole thing. I think, yeah, they fucked that up. I was waiting for them to go three-way, right?
Yeah. It definitely would have created a lot more interest and intrigue. Like, as far as people going, I'm going to order the network because I have to see this match because there's the intrigue. Right. On the other hand, I mean, I knew that they also had to get these two away from each other because it's not working because Daniel Bryan's not as over as he could be because he's not facing a true heel, and Roman Reigns is getting booed.
Yeah.
So, you know...
from that perspective, exactly. They're hurting each other instead of helping each other.
Yeah, so, I mean, really what they needed to do... Because the crowd is so... Like, they don't see it as a sport. It's so heel and babyface that the crowd doesn't really know how to react to two babyfaces facing each other in the WWE in this era.
Now, here's the other question. Do you start it on Monday, or do you wait until the SmackDown tapings on Tuesday to start Roman Reigns' call to action campaign?
Monday. You don't want to waste a day.
You don't, really, because he could be all the way to Delaware.
Yeah.
By then. You get him in the bus, you get him in the Roman Express, and fuck yeah, here's our next Lex Luger.
Again, when he was going off the air, he got on the ropes and did the cheer thing once at the WrestleMania sign.
But then left.
Like, usually guys turn at the top of the stage and soak up the cheers one more time or the whatever reaction.
Yeah.
Not him and not tonight. It was like, get out of there because it's going to be the wrong thing. I don't know. I just don't think that match is going to cause people to say, I want to see it and I'm going to order it. But if they had left it in as a three-way, I think people would have been, what are they going to do? But it would have killed your top two guys. But it would have created more intrigue for that night.
Honestly,
so
what I see, and we'll talk
you're
more...
You're fucked if you do, you're fucked if you don't, basically.
Yeah, so fuck off. But I think what I look for on Wednesday, and I think we can talk more about it then, is that what I foresee from watching this is...
pain?
That's my prediction. Uh-huh. But the summer?
Yeah.
I predict us doing a lot of bitching.
It's just...
Yeah. Because they did not... They had a Daniel Bryan thing, and they learned nothing from it.
Well, again, and we said this earlier tonight to each other when we're watching it. We're going to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
We're going to have a great time. I can't wait.
Yeah, we're going to meet Bobby the Brain Heenan.
We're going to be at WrestleMania. But that's it. The WrestleMania is arguably the fourth, like, of all, like, I'm looking.
The event, yes.
Yeah, the Raw the next night. Like, the Hall of Fame is probably the number one thing. Then the Raw the next night.
Yeah.
Then probably the fan access and the convention, the side convention.
We're going to meet Bobby the Brain Heenan.
Bobby Heenan that's not being put on the WWF. And, like, all that stuff is ahead of actual WrestleMania.
Yeah. Yes.
WrestleMania is the thing that we're going to have to go to and wish that we could get to the bathroom because it's 4 fucking 5 hours long or whatever.
Yeah.
You know.
But I do agree with your idea of, I think that's the way to go is The Undertaker and Bray Wyatt go on last.
I think so.
That's the best thing they can do right now.
Yeah, which means so, Undertaker has
so
to win.
So they'll be the opener.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. So, all
let's
right.
Get the fuck out of here.
WeTalkWrestling.com is O-U-T. The website. That's where all of our wonderful shows are. That's where his Undertaker picture blog, where most stocks The Undertaker is. We're at WeTalkWrestling on Twitter. Facebook.com/WeTalkWrestling. Thank you for all the new
wonderful... How's DDP doing? Is he still still in the hospital?
I don't know. Was he in the hospital?
He was, yeah, from a serious thing. He almost died.
Really?
Seriously, yeah. Hmm. You hadn't heard about that?
Do you have a YRGitis?
I think his throat somehow closed up and he stopped breathing.
Huh.
It was a couple weeks ago, I think.
You know who saved his life?
Who?
Arthur Gorman.
I hope he's okay.
Yeah, well, I'm sure we would have heard by now.
Yeah. Well, he might still be in the hospital. I'm not sure. Well, I doubt it, though. He was in serious critical condition there for a little bit.
Really? How do you say that?
I'm thirsty. Oh. And I need to blow my nose.
I'm
I have
a
cold.
Journalist. Facebook.com/WeTalkWrestling. Thank
start,
you to
everyone.
Just,
no, start it all over. The plugs, start them all over. I was talking over you the whole fucking time.
What?
I ruined it.
You ruined it.
Okay, start over.
All right.
And then we'll go OUT.
Okay. In the meantime, Facebook.com/WeTalkWrestling, at WeTalkWrestling on Twitter. WeTalkWrestling.com is our website where all of our shows and our Undertaker Blizzog is. And,
our?
Said Blizzog. Huh?
Our?
You wrote it, I mocked it. It's ours. We're on Stitcher, we're on iTunes, and we are on the TuneIn radio app. So that's going to do it. Thanks everyone for listening in the meantime, and in be motherfucking tween time. That's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
DDP, it looks like he's fine. We're off air, right?
Yeah.
He looks like he's fine, so if you want to like call him, we can have him on the show.
Hmm. What did he have? He was
a staph infection or
downward
something.
Downward dog.